You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Voters in New York City will decide on a measure that could significantly impact how they vote in the future. A proposal for ranked choice voting will be on the ballot. And WAER's Chris Bolt reports it's being praised for giving voters more power.
You've probably gone into a voting booth and voted for a candidate, or maybe against a candidate, but you only get one choice. What if you could rank a few candidates, your favorite, second choice, etc.? That's how ranked choice voting works. And Susan Lerner from Common Cause believes it will lead to nominees and officeholders truly supported by the people.
The consensus choice of the majority of the voters. In these very crowded fields, it is not unusual to have the winner be chosen with less than 50, often less than 40% of the vote. So this is a strengthening democracy reform.
After the vote, if someone gets a majority, they win. If not, second and third place ranks come into play until majority support is reached. The idea is not new. It's being used in San Francisco, Minneapolis, and Santa Fe, and in some other countries. And it can change the way people campaign, especially on new ideas.
It discourages negative campaigning, and it encourages the candidates in reaching out to as many voters as they can possibly reach in as many communities as they can possibly reach to provide them with accurate information about their own viewpoints.
This reform is being considered for New York City, but Lerner believes if approved, the large population there would send a message, and ranked choice voting could expand around the state and the nation. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.